Welcome to another edition of Religion and Rock. I'm Monsignor Jim Vlorn. Here he is, our producer and engineer. You know him, you love him. Stephen Sheldon.
Hey there.
How we doing?
I am doing well. How are you?
Let me tell you about the weekend, a couple weekends back. So
Uh-oh.
It was Memorial Day weekend. Remember
okay,
that?
Okay, yep.
Now, you know, the way the cookie crumbled, I had three solid days off mixed in there. Okay?
Very nice.
Which is very rare for me, as you well know, right? I didn't know what to do with myself. I have to be honest with you. I was like a little stir crazy. I'm like, nothing to do. I didn't want to read anymore. But you know, the weather in the Northeast was lousy, right? So we had rain and you know,
it
wind.
It wasn't a great week. It was nice, but it wasn't great.
But it wasn't like a big thing for me to be there. I used to be better at unplugging. I'm worried about myself, Sheldon. I'm not good at unplugging.
You could not unplug.
Give me my job. I'm happy as a clam. Let me just keep doing my work.
Be said about that too.
I don't know. I guess that's true. But I think we all have to be able to relax and unplug a little bit. You know, and it's a hard thing to do, right? I mean, do you do that? You do paintballing,
right? I do paintball and some other stuff, yeah. But, you know, get away, just decompress, get away
from
it all.
It's a nice thing. And that's kind of the fun of paintballing, right? Because it brings you back to your youthful days, perhaps?
Of being silly and whatnot, running around the woods.
Yeah, I don't know. You couldn't pay me to do paintball. But again, you know what? There's all these different gifts, so I can respect that. I think we all have to find something that helps us to relax, whatever that is. And sometimes, I guess, when the weather is lousy and, like, we like to take a walk or we like to be outside, you start to say, wow, you know, what do I do with myself now? You know, believe it or not much of a TV guy. So that's kind of an interesting thing. So we're looking at relaxation. How do we relax? How do we find God in the midst of this summer and find him in the peace of what's all around us? To start us off, here's Bob Seger, Kathmandu.
I think I'm going to Kathmandu. I think it's really where I'm going to. Hey, if I ever get out of here, that's what I'm gonna do. It's really where I'm going to. Hey, if I ever get out of here, I'm on the Kathmandu. I got no kick against the West Coast. Warner Brothers, that's a good host. I raise my whiskey glass, give them a toast. I'm sure they know it's true. I got no rap against Southern states. Every time that I've been there, it's been great. But now I'm leaving and I can't. That's why I'm going to Kathmandu. Really, really going to. Hey, if I ever get out of here, that's what I'm gonna do. Oh, Kathmandu. Take me with you, cause I'm going with you. Now, if I ever get out.
there are those places we've gone with family. There are those places that we have, you know, gone camping with our own family and friends. There are some places that mean a lot to us, right? When I was a kid, one of my earliest memories, as a matter of fact, I have a picture of this on my desk at the rectory. My dad and my sister and I at the Odo House in, like, upstate New York in the Catskills, which was this, like, little hotel, I guess. And we went up there. We used to go up and spend a week there all the time in the summertime. We used to look forward to that all the time, you know? And one of my memories of this, that sounds crazy, is, like, how cold the milk was. I don't know why. They had a very cold milk. But the bottom line of that is, you know what? There's great memories being built there, right? That my dad took money that they probably didn't even have when we were kids, put it aside each week, and saved money so we could go away on a little vacation. And that was a big deal, you know? And like I said, to this very day, I remember it to this day that of all the pictures, that's the picture I have on my desk. Why is that? Because I think there's something powerful about this idea of going away and spending time with the people we love in a different setting, you know? Because it helps us to really grow and understand ourselves better, and it gives us a better context of where God's blessing our family by spending a little time away. In the religious life, we have these kinds of things too. We call them retreats, you know, where you go away and you can pray and spend time reading the scriptures and just kind of thinking and contemplating. It's a good thing for us, you know. It helps us to recharge spiritually, but also we have to recharge as a family and with friends and all of that too, because that's an important component of our lives. It helps balance us out a little bit. And those memories we keep forever. Like, when was you know, your vacation when you were a little kid? Do you remember those days? Do you remember going away with your mom and dad? You know, do you remember in the car counting the Volkswagens on the road? You know, all of these things we used to do. That helps make a family. And those are the memories that you're going to keep forever. Worth investing in, that's for sure. Here's the Beatles, Here Comes the Sun.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say, it's all right. All right.
as the weather changes, no matter where we live, you know, it does create a new sense of excitement, you know, and a little sense of being able to do things we can't do other times of the year. Like for us in the Northeast, wherever you happen to be, probably, you know, we spend more time outside, right? I mean, there's some parts of the country where it gets burning hot right around now. But at the same time, for most of us, we spend a lot more time outside, you know, enjoying company, enjoying people, having them come over. We have these things, too, this tradition called these fire pits. I don't know, Sheldon, have you been around a fire pit? No, me neither. But I think it's when people sit around outside and they put a fire on and kind of sit around the campfire. Gets back to the old days. And there's something beautiful about that, you know? Spending time with people we love, spending time reflecting, spending time, you know, thinking a little bit about things of life. Those are good things. Those conversations that we have with other people are good things. It's also about good reading, right? Find some good summer reading and enjoy a good book and enjoy a good spiritual read and to kind of recognize the power that comes from a more relaxed mind absorbing more. You know, there's something really important about that. And I think it's a good thing to be able to do, to take our minds off of all of the regular things of life and maybe enjoy a good book, enjoy a good spiritual read, and spend some time with friends. Boy, that's a great recipe for me for a wonderful, relaxed time. Here's the Moody Blues. This is called Tuesday Afternoon. interesting. I have a couple of priest friends who are Koreans. They're from South Korea. And they say that in South Korea, Tuesdays, the church is closed. Isn't that amazing? So they have a mass in the morning, and that's it. And the rest of the day, there's all the offices are closed. So all the priests are off on the same day. So they have a chance to see one another and spend time with one another and to, you know, enjoy one another's company. That's kind of a nice thing when you think about it. I mean, wouldn't it be great if your, you know, if your own place, wherever you work, was closed a particular day during the week, or if all your family was off the same day every week? You know, it'd be just a great thing. It used to be Saturdays and Sundays, but it's not so much anymore, right? It's not like that anymore. So it's interesting that in a world where work is the ethic and work is what makes you powerful or makes you successful, you know, it's hard to unplug. And that unplugging really is a moment where we can link with other people. So we really have to plan that time, you know. I'm always looking at my calendar, finding days where I can get together with people, or afternoons or evenings where I can get some dinner with people, because that's the way for me to recharge, you know, because in the midst of our lives, we might not get a whole day off. You know, I don't really get a whole day off ever. But now and then it happens, and it's a great moment. You know, we got to look to that. We got to plan that and plan the good times so that, you know, we can allow ourselves to be really relaxed with people we love. That's, I think, what God calls us to. I don't think we're called to constantly be working, working, working. No, it's about those other times. But if you don't plan for them, they're never going to happen. So that's an important thing for us to remember and to kind of insert into our spirituality and into our planning. Hey, here's BTO. This is called Roll On Down the Highway. keep on keeping on is an important part of our lives too, right? To not give up. So if we have a busy couple of weeks, if we have some time where there really is no free time, well, you got to keep going. You know, we have to keep moving along and recognize that the breaks do come in our lives. Like God calls us to the desert and the oasis. You know, there's two kinds of moments, but those moments are also both moments where God is there for us. So it's about us being able to find that in the midst of our busy lives, find the God's presence in the midst of our busy lives, that we can kind of find the strength we need to get through the busyness, you know? And there's something really good about that. Sometimes it's a little overwhelming, isn't it? When you think about things that have to be done, when we think about all the things that, you know, still need to be done. Maybe you have somebody graduating this year and you're planning a big party, a sweet 16 or a wedding or something like that. It can be easily overwhelming. You know, a relaxing time can become a very overwhelming time, like Sheldon was saying earlier today, a vacation from a vacation, you know? But ultimately in our lives, if we plan well, look ahead, we can get through all of the craziness and recognize that God is with us. It's about having hope. And if we, you know, we remain in hope, we're never going to be disappointed. God's going to keep us in under his wing, and we're going to get through it all. That's the power of what hope's all about. And that's what we have to recognize in the midst of the busyness, that there is going to be that time for regeneration. There is going to be that time to recharge. We'll get it going. It will happen. And here's Queen with David Bowie. This is called Under Pressure. Well, there's the story of all of our lives under pressure. We all have it. No matter what it is, we have pressure. I remember meeting a bunch of monks one time and having lunch with them in their monastery. Now, these guys don't have televisions. They don't have radios or newspapers. And they live with each other in community. They pray together. It's like a very, you know, sedate-looking life from the outside, right? And when I sat with them, I was talking about something, and they were looking, and they said, oh, there's just so much going on. We're so stressed out right now. And I'm thinking to myself, you monks, what are you stressed out about? Like, talk about life, you know, like people have to pay bills and everything. But see, stress isn't about just about one kind of part of life. It's about everybody's life. We all have stress, no matter where we live, no matter what we do, no matter how much money we have or how little money we have. Stress is a part of everybody's life. So what we do with it and how we deal with it makes all the difference in the world. You know, we have to be appropriate with our stress. We have to get it out of our system somehow. It's about exercise or being able to, you know, do meditation, whatever it is, the rosary. Those things help immensely in helping us to relax. I think God calls us to let go of the stress and the pressure of our life so that we can kind of grab on. But in the midst of it, he's with us too, and that's the great consolation that's so true. Hey, here's Blind Melon. This is called No Rain. Monsignor Jim. You're listening to Religion and Rock. We're talking about relaxation and the spirituality that's connected to being able to relax and unwind a little bit. No rain. You know, sometimes the weather becomes a very big determining factor in our lives, right? If it's raining out, you know, the day is ruined, right? Well, you know what? If it's raining out, it might mean a change of plans, but not necessarily ruined. You know, we have to have an alternate plan almost all the time in our lives, right? Because things don't always go the way we plan. It's about being able to roll with the punches a little bit. For many people, that's a very difficult thing. I know for me, because sometimes it's a big struggle. You know, you say, well, I had this kind of thrust going in this direction today, but now I'm being thrust in another direction, you know? And you say, how could I do this? How can I keep on doing that? Well, that's kind of important in our lives, that pliability that comes with being able to adapt, right? God calls us to be people who are kind of pliable, you know, kind of open to doing good things and recognizing that maybe we're going to be called to do something good for somebody else at any moment. Can we do that? Can we be open to that? So yeah, we pray for no rain, but it's going to be rainy days. And finding God in the midst of the rainy days is important as finding God on the sunny day. So to be ready for both is really what's going to make us best equipped to enjoy this great time of year and to be able to relax too. Hey, here's Lenny Kravitz. This is called Fly Away. old days when it comes to flying away, right? I can remember days where, you know, people would relax. You could smoke in the first four rows of the plane, you know, like all these crazy things, right? Yeah, flying has changed dramatically. Travel has changed dramatically. But once again, you know, part of life involves that now. So we have to kind of be open to that. We have to be willing to accept the restrictions that are part of our lives now to be safe, you know? All of that has kind of changed our world, right? But ultimately, we recognize that God is with us in the midst of those moments, too. So it's about being a person of peace, being able to accept lines, be able to accept waiting, and all of the patience that's necessary with that. So I think a lot of relaxation has to come with a prayer for patience, you know, to recognize that it doesn't always happen in our time. It doesn't always happen in the way we want it to happen. But you know what? If we can be patient and we can be open, ultimately, we're going to get there. Ultimately, things are going to go right. So it's about having that sense of patience that kind of calls us to recognize that. I have to say, even walking in Manhattan, I was in Manhattan this week, and just walking down Fifth Avenue, I was going from one place to another, you know, having to be screened by metal detectors to pass Trump Tower. You know, you say, oh, geez. But you know what? This is all part of the world we live in now. So it's about accepting and understanding and not complaining about every last thing, but just to kind of recognize this is the world we're in. And in order for us to experience God's peace, we have to be willing to work with one another and kind of build community in the midst of all this stuff that we have to go through every day. Hey, here's John Hiatt. This is called Buffalo River Home.
Taking off and landing, but this airport's closed. How much bigger this fog is gonna get? Well, God only knows. Just when you think that you got a grip, reality sneaks up. It gives you the slip, as if you ever knew. Shelters of the South, running helter skelter down through the Mississippi Delta, with no place to call your own. Mixing up drinks with mixed feelings, all along the pain was peeling down to an Indian blanket on a pony, with no rider in the flesh and bone. Circling the wagons down at Times Square, trying to fill up this hole in my soul, but nothing fits back. Just when you think you can let it rip, you're pounding the pavement in your daddy's wingtips, as if you had someplace else to go, or a better way getting there. Tearing through the cotton fields and bus shelters of the South, running helter-skelter down through the Mississippi Delta, with no place to call your own. Mixing up drinks with mixed feelings, all along the pain was peeling down to an Indian blanket on a pony, and born looking for his Buffalo River home. Now there's only two things in life, but I forget what they are. Seems you're either hanging on a moonbeam's coattails or wishing on stars. Just when you think that you've been chipped, the bearded lady comes and does a double backflip. You run up and
just let that pony ride, tearing through the cotton fields and bus shelters. On the sound running helter-skelter down through the Mississippi Delta, no place to call your own. Mixing up drinks with mixed feelings, all along the paint was peeling, down to an Indian blanket on a pony with no rider in the flesh and bone. Looking for his Buffalo River home. Looking for his Buffalo River
worth mentioning the staycation right at home, because I think for some of us, you know, that's the way we relax. That's the way we unwind. We unwind on a Saturday morning. We unwind with our family on a Sunday. And, you know, there's something good about that. And sometimes it's even a couple of days together, right? There's something really nice about staycations. And there's something beautiful about that. I know sometimes that's like a mini retreat for me, you know, to take it like a morning and say, I'm not going to put on the radio. I'm not going to put on the TV. And I'm going to sit and kind of be silent. And I'm going to try to pray. And I'm going to read the scriptures and just kind of like let things happen. I sometimes do that with the Sunday readings when I go to church. You know, I say, all right, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do this on Sunday night. I'm going to read the readings for the following Sunday. And I'm just going to sit down for an hour with them and just let them kind of percolate inside of me. I find that helps me to write a really more interesting homily because I'm thinking about it all week long. And secondly, you know what? I think it's more kind of interesting when I go to Mass because I know the readings like bang. You know, I've been doing them all week long. I kind of get a sense of them. It'd be great if we all did that, you know, in a sense. If we all kind of had a sense of what the readings were the minute we walked in, we'd kind of be investing more. So it's not like, you know, we're going to a show and we want to be entertained, or we're going to a comedy club and we expect to laugh heartily. No, but we put something in so we get something out, you know? And I think that's one of the things. Like, faith is not a spectator sport. It can't be. It has to be something where we participate. So there's back and forth, there's singing, there's kneeling, there's standing. There's all these different things that help us to participate. That's such an important part of this that I think God calls all of us to recognize those gifts that come from putting effort in before the event. What a big difference that makes. Hey, here's John Lennon. This is called Watching the Wheels.
People say I'm crazy, doing what I'm doing. Well, they give me all kinds of warnings to save me from ruin. When I say that I'm okay, well, they look at me kind of strange. Surely you're not happy now, you no longer play the game. People say I'm lazy, dreaming my life away. Well, they give me all kinds of advice designed to enlighten me. Watching shadows on the wall. Don't you miss the big time, boy? You're no longer on the ball. I'm just sitting here watching the wheels go round and round. Lost in confusion.
Will I tell them there's no problem? Only solutions. Will they shake their heads and they look at me as if I've lost my mind? I told them there's no hurry, I'm just sitting here doing time.
I don't think life is meant to be watched. You know, I think watching the wheels go round and round, you know, I don't think that's what it's about. I think it's about participating in life and participating in what's going on. So in a lot of ways, I think sometimes we do that, don't we? Like we blame others or we blame our situation for who we are or what's going on. In a lot of ways, we can change that. You know, I think with God's help, amazing things can happen. So we need to pray constantly to grow and to develop ourselves. And, you know, we just had this feast a couple of weeks back, a Pentecost. That's a feast of the Holy Spirit. And it's the birthday of the church, because it's when we were kind of entrusted with the message and say, okay, now go out to all the ends of the earth, of the world, and preach the message. You know, it's about us. And we're the current apostles. Let's face it, right? The others are gone. So it's about us now. So how we handle that message, what we do with that message makes all the difference in the world. That's the challenge, and that's what we're called to. And ultimately, that's what's going to bring us that sense of happiness and satisfaction that life can give us if we make that effort. Here is Billy Joel. Ah, great one. New York State of Mind.
Don't care if it's Chinatown or Rock. them all behind. I'm in a New York state of mind.
Well, I apologize if I'm a bit biased here, but there is a New York state of mind, you know, there really is. And there's something great about that. And we're kind of laughed at for that sometimes across the world. But ultimately, you know, it's about that ability to be our own person, to be who we are. And I think God calls us every day to do that, you know, to find ourselves in that inner self, you know, that inner self of you that needs to be recharged. Because this is a time of year where we can be recharged. It's a time when we can find God's presence in spending a little time aside. So plan for that. Make some time aside that we can kind of recharge our batteries and recognize how God's calling us every day to be people who are centered in his love, but also doing his work in the world and recognizing that ultimately that's going to be the great source of relaxation. You've been listening to Religion and Rock. It's hosted by me, Monsignor Jim Vlahn, and it's engineered and produced by the most relaxed man I've ever met in my entire life, Mr. Stephen Chaldone. Have a wonderful week, everyone, and don't forget, say a prayer.